Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Love is strange. Lot of people take it for a game. Once you get
Sylvia bring this back. 7 teams of the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number 3, thethirdingredient.com. Dr. Bill Maurer is here. He's the dean of at the University of California, Irvine School of Social Sciences. He's an expert in cryptocurrency, and he's an anthropology professor to start with. And he studies things like money and financial inclusion. Bill, thanks again for being here. Now that we've in the previous segment, you helped us define currencies. Fiat money is the stuff you hold in your hand, the government issues, and then we've created digital currency, which is what you believe is in your bank account, and then now which has no serial number. If in that form, it's just ones and zeros. But then we got cryptocurrency, which has a residence, so to speak. It has some digital critical mass, an address, an IP address, so to speak, that other people know about. More recently, two things happened. A year ago, I guess it was, Facebook and some partners came out with Libra, their cryptocurrency, which has kind of been having a difficult time. But also recently, China has announced they're going to create a cryptocurrency, and the Fed has been looking into this. What do you think about that whole landscape?
Yeah, no, it's a pretty interesting time. I mean, I think that, you know, it's good to start with Libra, because some central bankers around the world have been talking about creating something like a central bank-issued digital currency, but it just remained theoretical until Facebook announced Libra. And then I think a lot of the governments around the world were like, uh-oh, this thing is coming. Let's get out ahead of it and do our own kind of thing. So even though Libra, you know, didn't really go anywhere and, you know, sort of flopped and got reconfigured earlier in this year, we'll see what it turns into. It definitely kind of accelerated that conversation at the central bank. And what the central banks are talking about is basically something like a digital dollar where you wouldn't have to actually have a bank account to have it, right? The promise of something like Libra is to give access to digital accounts to people even if they don't have a bank account. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's millions and millions of unbanked people around the world. And, you know, even in this country, right, there's sort of around 8 to 10% of people in the U.S. don't have a bank account, which means they're cut out of using any other kind of, you know, digital access. They can't use PayPal or Venmo. Mm-hmm. That sort of thing. But if they
they're also the ones in the event of a solar flare and a grid collapse, they're going to be the only ones with money. Otherwise, you know,
they're the ones who have the stuff under the mattress.
They'll be the winners in that case. Yeah. I had to say that.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Especially, you know, we're in a pandemic and there's people who are hoarding cash right now.
Right.
So yeah.
But that's basically the thing.
And so central banks are now thinking, you know, maybe as a way of improving access, we should provide everybody with a kind of digital money, everybody access to a sort of digital account, so that they can all.
But the fact that it is digital, it has to reside in some digital device. It has to be accessed through something digital. So you're saying that they'd have a smartphone with apps, but no bank. And they could, I mean, they still have to do a conversion somewhere. Somehow their money would have to be exchanged for crypto. I mean, there still have to be an interface of some kind.
Yeah, there still need to be like a kind of cash in, cash out point. And so some of the proposals that are out there, like if you take a proposal that kind of found its way into the CARES Act but never got passed as part of that bill, and it was sort of edited out, the proposal would have been to have the post office be that point, right, that kind of cash in, cash out point, the way it is already for a lot of unbanked people who do things like get money orders. Instead of getting a money order, you get access to, like, your digital, you know, Fed money, basically. And then where would the money reside? It would probably reside with the central bank, with the Federal Reserve. So that's
a really important point. Because that's how that's different. The U.S. cryptocurrency would we really don't need it. We don't really need a cryptocurrency except to solve the problem you were talking about with the unbanked. But that's how it's different from Libra, because Libra would reside within the ecosystem of those partners, which is what scares me.
Right.
And I want to talk about that in the next segment. But what do you think? So a U.S. cryptocurrency would still be managed and controlled by the U.S. Fed. Treasury Department.
Yeah, that's correct. And so there, you know, with Libra, it would be controlled by this consortium of entities, with probably Facebook kind of in control and with data sharing and all of that. With a central bank digital currency, it would probably be the Federal Reserve. And then, you know, there's obviously going to be, people are going to have privacy and concerns and so forth, but they should equally have those concerns with Facebook.
I'd have more so.
Yeah.
No, that's exactly right. One of the issues with crypto is, remember, folks, it not only has a serial number, so to speak, like your dollar, but they know who has that serial number. And so they don't know what the dollars are in your pillow or under your mattress, but they would know about the crypto. That's one thing to think about, folks, is before you fall in love with it. You got a website, Bill?
Sure. It's the website of the institute that I direct, which is impfi.uci.edu, for Money, Technology, and Financial Inclusion, impfi.uci.edu.
So check that out. When we come back, I'm going to get Bill to talk about the future of money and my concerns about that and geopolitics. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.